Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right, I'm looking here at Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, which you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now that praying always, one translation I think in the Amplified, it says all manner of prayer. All manner of prayer. So you have different kinds of prayer. But one of the types of prayer you have is intercession or intercessory prayer. And another one is the prayer of agreement. Another one is a prayer of petition, all kinds of prayer. But prayer is one of the main ways that we get things done in the earth. Because everything you see has a spiritual root tied to it. And your job and mine is to cut that root. In other words, if it doesn't belong in heaven, it doesn't belong in earth. And so wherever God sends us, he wants us to establish heaven on earth. Now, tonight, facing the giants. My wife is on her way. I wanted to bring me a little book. I thought it was a really good little book. I've had it for years, and I go back to it. And it's about your image and walking in dominion. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. And in Genesis chapter 1, this is God creating the heavens and the earth. Now he's creating mankind. And he said in verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, this, what he gave mankind, and let me get my notes here because it's all on one page. That's a miracle right there within itself. Now, what God gave man. Now, before God gave man power, before he gave him authority, before he gave him dominion, first he gave him an image. Now that is worth thinking about. He gave him his own image. He took a selfie. Are y'all with me? It was a self picture that he gave him. And When Adam sinned, I think that was the most valuable thing he lost. He lost his fellowship. He lost his provision. He lost his assignment in the garden. But I think the most valuable thing that he lost was his self-image, the image of God. And I think it is so valuable until the devil does maintenance on your image almost 24 hours a day. Because he knows your correct image is the key to everything else working like it's supposed to. Are y'all with me on this? Now, like I said, I'm not going to talk long on this because I want to just give you something to think about. I think sometimes I cover a whole lot of things and people miss maybe the essential things that you'd be thinking about. But when Adam fell, he no longer saw himself as God saw him. In fact, he ran from God and hid himself, he and Eve. And when God asked him what happened, he started pointing the finger at Eve, the woman you gave me. So it's interesting, let's come over to Numbers chapter 13. And over in Numbers chapter 13, it says, when they came back from spying out the land of Canaan, they began to talk about the giants and how big the giants were. We're talking about facing the giants now. And then Caleb and Moses and Joshua had a different report. They said, hey, verse 30, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once, possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up what kind of report? An evil report. Watch this. Evil report in the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up its inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. Now, what are we trying to bring out? That how you see yourself is how others will see you. It's very interesting. I used to know this guy. We were in high school. And I could honestly say, now I'm not reflecting negatively on anybody. Say amen, somebody. Amen. But this guy was not the most handsome guy you could see, you could find. Okay? I'm going to just leave it like that. But he had the prettiest girls. I say, how is Willie getting these women? But you know what? Willie thought he was the prettiest thing. Really? Pretty Willie is what they call him. No. Are you following what I'm saying? I said, something happens to people when they devalue themselves. It's like the environment begins to devalue them. That is one of the biggest things I think right now people are fighting today, is how properly to see themselves properly as God sees them. Let's just do a little more work with that. You will see all men through your own self-picture. See them all. Through your own self-picture. How you see them. Now I told you I was in the military and I went in there and I said,